everyone, welcome back to the Fun Indian Guy podcast. I hope you're doing amazing. I hope you're doing fine, and I hope you're having fun as well. I'm your host, Suyog, also known as the Fun Indian Guy. I'm a service designer, filmmaker, and a musician. I'm also a founder of a company called Futuring Now, where we do one-of-a-kind remote innovation workshops so that you can take action on those amazing, juicy ideas you've got there. Even if you are just beginning with the idea, or even if you already have a startup or a product which you're working on, we have workshops for anyone and everyone. So if you're interested in that, just go on www.futuringnow.com and yeah, just take a look and reach out to us if you have any questions. So in this podcast, we discuss topics around creativity, design, and innovation. And this is a daily-ish podcast segment where I'm trying to make a podcast a day and trying to share it with you guys. In today's podcast, I'm going to discuss with you this one very interesting comparison, which I just hit me while I was working on Futuring Now while creating a digital product. So whenever you're creating a digital product, you spend a lot of money on marketing. You'll spend a lot of money on infrastructure. You spend a lot of money on gathering resources, having administrative stuff like having G Suite, having, let's say, website domains and all those things. So there are a lot of costs which are infrastructure, a lot of costs doing marketing, and a lot of costs to just run this whole thing. Even if you want to do like social media campaign or create content on social media which supports your business or something like that. So there's a lot of things which are going inside a digital business as well, even if it doesn't exist physically, but there are a lot of investment one has to make to create a business. And while I was doing that, while I was burning that cash on marketing and creating stuff, I realized one thing, which is basically, let's say we were not in the digital space, or we were not at the digital era where we are right now, and we wanted to create a physical shop. Our basic train of thought would have been like, we need to find a space where we can go and build our shop. Let's say if I want to create a grocery shop, so it's easier to explain. So I want to start a grocery shop in a town. So first thing I'll have to do is find a space. Either I'll be renting a space or I'll be purchasing the space, depending on the location, depending on the kind of market where I want to have my shop. All the prices and everything will keep on changing, but that will be the primary investment. Then I'll have to think about the interior, get some shelves and counters and all those things so I can use it to establish my business. So this was just the primary infrastructure without even having groceries inside the shop. And then the next thing we need to run this business is basically stock of all the things which we would like to sell at our grocery shop. So then you order that, then it gets delivered, gets transported to your place, and then you put it in the grocery shop. If your grocery shop is small enough, then you'll have to have also a warehouse where you stuff everything. So then again, the costs are increasing. Then you will put some money on marketing, of course, not like digital product, but you will put some banners everywhere. Maybe you send leaflets with newspapers. You'll have a big nameplate on the shop so everybody knows, and then you'll start talking about it. Then people will start coming to you. If they like your service, they'll start telling each other in that neighborhood and all those things. So that will start growing the business. So we started from getting a place to getting the stuff inside, to getting a stock, to start selling it and marketing it in some way. So there's a lot of money which is spent even when you create a physical business. Just the way it is, then I started to think, right now we are doing digital businesses or digital infrastructure. So all the money which we are putting in is kind of in a similar way. So we have infrastructure costs, which are basically domains, having your G Suites and all those things. And then we have marketing costs, which are basically running advertisement and all those things. And then you start selling your services, and then you start reaching out to people. So just like that, when I started to think about it in that manner, I was like, yeah, then the whole cost or all the money which you are burning doesn't feel too much. Because if I wanted to create a physical shop, I would have burned so much money in the beginning just to get the space and have the stock and everything. I would have spent so much money. I would have had to take loans and everything. And the initial investment would have been very high. So then I quickly started to think about it, and the money which is burning right now in the advertisement did not feel too much. Because here also we are trying to create infrastructure digitally and create some of the products and services, and there will be costs. And it just made me feel a little bit better. Because no matter physical or digital, you will have some investments, you will have some costs, and you just have to see how it pays off, and you'll just have to see the whole analytics stuff. You'll have to see how to grow it and how to save costs, cut costs, and all those things. So it's pretty much similar, though the approach is completely different, but it was really interesting to just compare the physical shop to a digital shop and the approach of creating it. I'm talking about creation. I'm not talking about the experience of buying from it or experience of running it. It just putting a foundation of both the shops. I think that's the whole point of today's podcast, which I wanted to discuss. I hope you found something valuable out of it. If you did, just let me know. You can reach out to me on my Instagram, which is @thefunindianguy. If you are interested also to watch a visual representation of some of the topics which we discuss, go to www.youtube.com/thefunindianguy. That's my YouTube channel where we make videos about, again, creativity, design, and innovation. With that said, thank you so much for your time. I really, really appreciate it. And I will catch you tomorrow with the next podcast, next Delhi-ish podcast. Till that time, take care, stay safe. And don't forget to follow this podcast wherever you are listening to it, so that next time I put the podcast, or tomorrow when I put the podcast, you will be notified about it. So you'll get to listen to it as soon as possible. But that's it. Thank you once again. And take care, stay safe, have fun, and see you soon.